get ready to sit back, relax, and open your mind. Welcome to Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Chris Jordan, your host. Welcome to Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. I actually just cracked a beer, and it's not often that I do that on this show, at least not this version of this show. I do it every about 15 minutes on Dudes and Beer, because that's what it's all about, and we use fare and things like that to get back and forth. Use fare code DUDES10. Please, everybody, don't drink and drive. Don't party and drive. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. You're going to pay $15 to park downtown in Austin anyway. Just download the free fare app and go out. And what the fare app, you set up your account, use the code DUDES10. You will immediately start earning 10% of all of your rides right back in rideshare credits. Share your name on fare, your username with your friends and family, and whenever they register, you will get 10% of their rides and ride credits toward you. That is how fare works. It's great. Everybody wins using fare, including the safe people on the road who have not been drinking and are not driving. The people who are drinking should not be driving. The people on the road should be the ones that are sober. So let's keep it that way. Use fare. Use code DUDES10. Party like dudes and beer, everybody. Keep it safe. On that note, I'm gonna get really hard and really deep tonight, because it may very well be the case that by the time that this Thinking Deeply is one of the only things that doesn't go live with Dudes and Beer typically, but I'm thinking about doing some live episodes. I may just surprise things. I had a pretty big fail today, professionally, and you know, it wasn't a huge fail. Like, the team didn't lose, everybody was okay at the end of it, but it was really a big pride fail. And it was one of those like kick to the pride nerds, because I pride myself on what I do. I pride myself on my service. I pride myself on my skills. And apparently I did not handle something right. And it didn't spiral out of control. Nothing went horrible. You know, people got swapped around. Everybody got happy. Everybody was good. End of story. Lessons learned. I guess the real thing here is the lesson to be learned. The lesson to be learned is the loss of ego. And I'd been talking with my wife, because I do a lot of high-end work. I do a lot of maintenance work with clientele, things like that. And there are certain things that, you know, you are there to do. That's your job. And certain things that technically it's not your job. You know, if you start doing them, then they kind of start expecting them. And if they start expecting them, that can lead to bad places. So you try not to do them, and you try not to make it commonplace. And there I was, going way above and beyond, but also being pushed to do what I needed to do at the same time, beyond a reasonable schedule. And I was trying to get it done, and apparently I was short with somebody. I didn't realize I was. And regardless, fail. Unhappy person. Don't like unhappy people in what I do. And it kind of spawned this idea for the episode, you know, like, how do you deal with failure? How do you deal with falling off the horse in mid gallop, man? Raise your hands here if you've ever fallen off a horse. Mine's in the air right now. It's not a comfortable situation. And you kind of have to take some responsibility with that and realize that part of you falling off that horse was your fault, okay? Like, there are two ways of viewing it. Number one is to blame the horse, and utterly blame the horse and say, stupid horse, I'll never, ever, ever get on a horse again. That's stupid. That's stupid. No offense. I know people that have done it in their life. You know, hey, if a horse kicks you in the head or something, or kicked your cousin in the head, be afraid of horses. Other than that, they are kind, gentle animals. They're not going to do anything to you. Same thing with your clients. We're all there for a common purpose. And the fact is, the rider and the horse had an issue today, and the rider could have helped quell some of that, and he didn't. And that's on me. That's on the rider. And you really, as the rider of the horse, have to take your realm of accountability and responsibility in life. And that's where it comes to bear. That's the real, as Shakespeare would put it, that's the rub of the situation, is that ultimately, even though it may not completely be your fault, you have to admit your fault in the situation. You have to see your fault. And my wife calls it dwelling on it. I don't call it dwelling on it. I'm playing the tape, and I'm playing the tape over and over and over and over and over and over, because I want to see where I made the fault. I want to learn where my fault was so that I don't repeat that situation when I see it happen again. It's kind of like watching those horrifying videos in driver's ed and stuff like that, but they sure do teach you real quick, you know, go limp whenever you see the accident coming. And that's kind of how you have to think about it, you know, is that sometimes the gig, sometimes life, sometimes your attempt at life is an utter friggin' train wreck. Is an utter train wreck. But you still got to get out of the train wreck, man. It's on fire. Get out of the train wreck. And then after that, you have to deal with the fact of getting back on a train. You still have to get somewhere, you see. You can't let that hinder your progress. You can't let that stop your progress. Because you've still got to get there. So, even though what you just did was a train wreck, does not mean that you should stop what you're doing. That does not mean whatsoever that you should keep yourself from doing it again. Now, granted, folks, that don't, oh my God, I just OD'd on smack. You know what? He's right. I should try it again, 'cause I don't think I was doing it right. That is not what I am advocating. That is not what I'm saying. And I need you to move a little bit closer to the microphone, just a little bit closer. There you go. yeah, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that, you know, you really do have to have those moments of failure. You have to have those moments of stumble in order to realize eventually where your foot's supposed to go, in order to realize eventually where that is naturally supposed to happen. And if not, then how, when are you supposed to learn? How are you supposed to learn if not by your own failure? And it's like the kid that falls on the bike. I knew kids that were afraid of the bike afterward. I knew other kids that got up like, hey man, I rode my bike on trails and stuff as a kid. So I fell on all kinds of stuff. I had no fear on a bike. I didn't get up on ramps. I didn't do all that craziness. I feared that. But as far as riding my bike down a trail or doing something like that, no, I didn't have any issue. I'd go wherever I knew I could pedal in or out of. No problems whatsoever with me. You get me too high up without something supporting me. Yeah, I really don't like it. I am acrophobic. I know myself, but, you know, knowing yourself in that situation is not always necessarily good, or helpful. You know, like I know myself, I know I have a tendency to get riled up. I know that I can. I know I can, especially if I'm confronted with something. And I'd like to see taped replay. I don't think I was barking at anybody. But the fact is I failed. I failed. I failed myself and I failed my client. Most importantly, I failed my client. And to have had that happen, that hurt me inside. But to go forward from that and understand the fact that I now understand myself on a deeper level. I'm not afraid to get back on the horse. I'm going back to work tomorrow. I work the rest of the day today. I don't have an issue. You know, it's whatever. But you have to learn not to dwell on it. You have to learn not to let it creep into your everything. And as my good friend Wavy Dave used to say, that a friend of his said, you can't let it rent the spare space in your head. Don't let it rent the spare space in your head, because it's just a moment. It's just a thing. How many times have we taken something from somebody utterly the wrong way in just a moment? In just a moment of passing, they may have taken it the same way. You know, it happens. It happens. The important thing is what you do with it, how you take it afterward, and what you make of the situation. That's the key to all of it. And really, you know, that's the lesson that I'm trying to learn right now so that I can pass it on to Dalbus. Because my wife says I dwell on it. Like I said, I play the tape. I play it like a loop until I figure out what I could have done to do it different, to change it in that moment, because in my industry, I will run across that moment again. And I don't want that moment to happen. Not the way that it did, perceived or not. So, I have to play the tape loop. I have to keep listening to it in my head. I have to keep playing it forward and see what happens. So, you know, it'll be a day or so, but I am by far not discouraged. And that's the most important thing here, is that I'm not afraid to go back to work. I'm not afraid to go back and talk to new clients, talk to the same property that I was managing and working at. Not afraid of any of that. It's the fact of, I feel that I did not perform to my best. And that's the lesson, the lesson of pride, lower P, the good pride, the pride in one's craftsmanship. You know, whenever a painter says, like, yeah, it's a good piece, but it's, you know, it's not really representative. You know, whenever a craftsman tells you that it's a good piece, but it's not exactly as true as I'd like it. You know, it's still good, but it's not what it should be. And I definitely had a day that was not what it should be, and that's all right. Whenever you are creating things and making things, that tends to happen. So it happened, it is, and we will move on. And that's how it works, folks. That's how disappointment works in life. You really do have to break it down to that simplicity and get over it, get past it, get moving on with it. Because otherwise you get mired down. You get mired down in negativity. You get mired down in other people's negativity. And the problem is, and in your own negativity. And that in and of itself, it is and always will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Negativity is a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'll say it again. Negativity is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Negativity is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Seriously, like, the more negative you think, the more negative things will happen, because you're thinking negatively, so you're going to see things negative more than you'll see things positive. And yes, it's harder to be positive than it is to be negative. Nobody's saying it's easy. What I'm saying is it's the easiest way to live life once you get there. You got to try to get there, all right? And that's what's important, is the trying to get there. And you have to understand that every effort is but an effort. It's but an effort. you know, and it's the journey, it's the getting there that is the lesson. And we have to learn things along that lesson. We have to learn things along that time. And sometimes that is, don't ride too far too fast, you know, don't get yourself caught up in something that you shouldn't get caught up in. Don't try to take care of things that are not yours to take care of, things like that. And it's simple things that you would think like, oh, well, yeah, of course, but we all do them and we're all guilty of them. And unfortunately, they lead to a lot of our issues. They lead to a lot of our problems. So, we have to be careful, with how we handle failure and with the fact that it doesn't diminish our best efforts, you know? Especially whenever your failure is something personal, that it doesn't diminish your best efforts for the next person, for the next encounter, for the next situation like that. Because every situation is individual. Every person is individual. You know, not a single one of us likes meeting somebody and being lumped in with the last person that that person met that's like us, you know, or fits this mold that they think that we fit in, you know? So none of us like that. And the only way that we can have that is by personally making sure that we treat every moment and every individual as an individual moment. And that's what getting back on the horse means, all right? It means treating each individual and moment as an individual moment. To be able to get back on the horse and know that the next time is a different time. You may be utilizing the same skill set, but it's a different time. It's not what just happened. What just happened is what just happened. It can never, ever, ever happen again. Technically, it can never, ever, ever happen again. Unless we're stuck in some kind of creepy Back to the Future time loop. It can never, ever, ever happen again. So the next time you have more control over the situation and you now have more information and you now have a better way of riding that pony to make sure that it doesn't buck as much and to make sure that you listen to it more so that it doesn't start getting out of control. And that when the pony starts talking, you listen and you take care and manage control and wrangle the situation. And that's what life is. Life is our pony, folks. We're supposed to wrangle that situation. We're supposed to take care of it. We're supposed to corral it. We're supposed to love it and stroke it and care for it like a beautiful, beautiful pony. And that's what we have to do. Whenever we fail, we have to get back on the horse, man. We got to get back up there, get back after it. I'm Chris Jordan, your host. And until next time, everybody, take care of yourselves and each other. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this installment of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Tune in next time for more deep introspection, contemplative thought, and general musings on humanity and life, right here on Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Like what you heard? Feel free to tune into the other content by Dudes and Beer on dudesandbeer.com. Our content is also available on the Spreaker Market, as well as SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and your favorite podcast app. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the Revolution Digital Group family of podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.